USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Harvey Weinstein will face new criminal charges in Los Angeles. Multiple women have accused Weinstein of sexual assault. The news comes as jury selection begins in New York for other sexual assault allegations against Weinstein. He has denied all wrongdoing. Democrats are angry that congressional leaders were not briefed before the U.S. airstrike that killed a top Iranian military leader in Iraq. Lawmakers are expected to get a classified briefing on the incident as early as Wednesday, but according to Kellyanne Conway, counselor to the president acted within his rights as a commander-in-chief.
The president knows that he was on solid ground constitutionally, legally, strategically to have taken out one of the world's best known, most bloodthirsty and brutal terrorists.
Conway speaking there on Fox News, she also says the top Iranian general has killed thousands of Americans. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Former Rhode Island Governor Lincoln Chafee is running for president for a second time. This time he'll be running as a Libertarian. Chafee ran as a Democrat in 2016. A Chicago couple is suing the stars of the hit HGTV show Windy City Rehab for consumer fraud. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
James and Anna Morrissey filing a lawsuit accusing the show of selling them a home with defective and shoddy work. It names hosts Allison Gramanos and Donovan Eckhart as defendants and demands reversal of the sale and the return of $80,000 they spent on upgrades and landscaping. It's not the first time the show's made news for the wrong reasons. In July, developers behind it were accused of unsafe work conditions and code violations, Alderman Brian Hopkins says.
There was just a certain amount of arrogance involved, like, we're a TV show, we don't have to follow the rules.
There's been no comment on this latest suit from Gramanos, Eckhart, or HGTV.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
2020 Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang says the U.S. airstrike that killed Iran's top general was a mistake.
There are any number of people in the world that have done something that the United States is against, but that doesn't mean that all of a sudden they all should become military targets.
Yang was speaking there on the campaign trail in Davenport, Iowa. The Department of Homeland Security has directed their agencies to review recommendations for preventing attacks on places of worship in the United States. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
A memo from Acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf gives component agencies 14 days to act on recommendations outlined in a December report from the Homeland Security Advisory Council on how to better protect faith communities from violence. It follows a series of attacks at or near places of worship, including a December 26th shooting at a Texas church and a machete attack at a Hanukkah celebration in New York. Recommendations in the report include designating an administrative liaison to act as a central point of contact for faith communities and oversee the agency's faith-based programs. The report also recommends forming an interagency working group dedicated to securing places of worship at the National Security Council.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.